Have you ever found yourself in a public place and a random stranger walks by and then out of nowhere, this like super judgy thought pops in your brain? Why would she wear that? Didn't she look in the mirror this morning? At least I don't weigh that much. And then you think, what is wrong with me? Who thinks like that about other people? Or maybe you find yourself in a situation where you're just dying for someone close to you to make a different choice. Like maybe it's your friend or your partner or even your parents. And you think, if he would just lose a little weight, if she just noticed all that I do, or why do they always have to say those things? And you just know, that if they made this one little change, do something different, say something different, act different, be different, then everything would be better. Or at least your life would be better. I'm talking about those moments when you're just biting your tongue, trying to keep from blurting out, why can't they see what I see? We have all been there, and it's totally normal. That feeling can come from a place of wanting the best for others, but it comes off feeling kind of victim-y and angry. And the tricky part is that sometimes it can leave us feeling a little guilty and empty, like they're not measuring up or I'm not being who I want to be. And then, of course, we're judging ourselves for judging them. And it just becomes this downward spiral. Ugh. So what do? Do we just bite our tongue and keep those feelings to ourselves just buried inside? Or is there another way? A way that allows us to be true to ourselves and our feelings while also honoring and respecting those that we love so much? In today's episode, we're going deep into this thorny topic of judging ourselves and those closest to us. We'll explore why it happens, how it feels, and most importantly, how to move through it with grace and love. So, are you ready to peel back the layers of judgment and uncover the truth beneath? Oh yeah, let's go.
Do you ever feel like you know all the diet rules about eat this, but not that, and so you know what to do, but you just have a hard time actually doing it? I'm here to tell you, you are not the problem. Hi, I'm Lizzie. Welcome to the Confident Body Podcast, where we talk about all the mental and emotional parts of weight loss that diets don't tell you. It's time to step past the shame and the guilt from old diets and stop feeling like you're waiting to lose weight in order to fully participate in life. If you're ready to drop the diet mindset and learn what it takes to truly feel happy and confident in your own skin, you're in the right place. Let's get started.
Well, hi there. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're here with me today. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. Let's dive in. So, a little while ago, I asked some folks for suggestions of what they would like me to talk about on the podcast, and a client suggested judgment, judging yourself, judging what you think others think of you, and judging other people. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I started opening up my eyes and my ears to examples that I saw in my coaching and in myself. And there was no lack for raw material. We judge other people, wishing they were different, and we judge ourselves, wishing we were different. It's interesting because judgment is sort of like an onion. There's lots and lots of layers. So let's examine that. First of all, it's human nature to judge. So if we think back to our cave gal days, you know, it was necessary for me to judge Sally over there to be like, am I faster than her? Or you wanted to judge Bertha over there and be like, well, am I better looking than her? Am I going to get the mate? And so forth. You're like, you wanted to stay within the tribe. Your survival literally counted on it. And so we can't help it. We judge. It's baked into our DNA. And so that kind of outer layer of the onion of judgment is that judging ourselves for judging. And we can just acknowledge that that is part of who we are as human beings. It's unavoidable. And so you can release that judgment of yourself for judging others, because that would be like judging yourself for having brown hair. It's like, this is how I was born. I can't help it. You know, I'm judging yourself for being 5'2". It's how I was born. I can't help it. And so there's a difference between having the thought and sharing the thought. So like, you know, judging someone, just, you know, like I said at the very beginning, when you're in a random place and suddenly this super judgy thought pops up, you can't necessarily help that. That is an automatic thought. It is part of our DNA. Brains are going to offer those kinds of thoughts. You can't help it. So you can release that level of judgment of like judging yourself for having judgmental thoughts. Kind of let that part go. But if we get a layer deeper, there's another layer of judgment, particularly when it comes to our close relationships, especially our family relationships. I once asked my dad, like, why are family relationships harder sometimes? Why are they more complicated? And in his wise, calm voice, he said, "Liz, because they matter." And I was like, yeah, that's true. Because a random stranger at Target can be like, "Hey, sweaters are on sale." And you're like, "Ooh, sweet, a sale." Meanwhile, your mom can say, "Hey, sweaters are on sale." And you're like, "Oh, she thinks I'm fat, so I need to hide my body underneath a big bulky sweater. Thanks, mom." You know, we take it to mean so many different things because we have a history with our family and we have these things that are so part of our lives during our formative years. But that's our family of origin. Then there's also the family we choose, whether it's our friends, whether it's our spouses, our children, things like that. And a lot of times the judgments we have there are based on the relationships we want to have. I wish he would say this. I wish she would do that. And that comes from a place of love, but also tiny bit, sometimes a little bit of fear of like, what does it mean that he doesn't say this? What does it mean that she won't choose to do that? And that kind of thing. And we have that extra little bit of insecurity sometimes around the family that we choose, which is a little bit different than the judgment that we have sometimes of our family of origin, because there's kind of different histories there. And when we are judging our family, it can be like, I should help them. I should help them fix this thing for them. I should make them see that they would be so much happier, i.e. I would be so much happier if they would do things differently. And like I said, that can come from a place of love, from wanting something different for them, like wanting them to make different choices because you think those choices are better or healthier or that could lead to a happier, better life. It's all about wanting to have a happy life with them, for yourself. And maybe it's about wanting to be able to share something with them. Maybe you want to have a happier, better relationship that can go apply to your family of origin or your family of choice. That like, if he would say this, then we can have a better relationship. If my parents would do that, then we could, you know, not have the holiday meltdown that we have every year. And so it can come from a really benevolent place, but it just feels kind of yucky. But the crazy thing is we want someone else to be different so that we can be happy, which is a little interesting because happiness, as they say, is an inside job. We feel happy based on the thoughts we have about the things in our lives. And when we're like, I can only be happy if he says something different, if she does something different, if they make different choices, then I'll be happy. We're placing our happiness outside of ourselves. And then we judge ourselves when we think they should be doing it differently. We feel bad that we think those thoughts. And of course we think, you know, badly of ourselves because we're like, I just want to love them for who they are. And I just want it to be like all unicorns and butterflies and just be accepting of people as they are. And then we judge ourselves for not loving them exactly as they are. And that feels bad too. Awesome. So let's dig a little deeper. So that's kind of why judgment is very normal and how it happens in our different relationships and how it can show up more often or more painfully in those relationships closer to us. But let's look at what's a little bit deeper and what do we do about it? So why do we do anything in this life as human beings? What's the motivation? And the motivation is because whenever we do an action, it is not to get that thing. It is not to accomplish the whatever. It is not to have the tangible object. It is because of how we think that action, that object, that thing will make us feel. All behavior comes from a basic human need. Usually, it's to feel either safe, loved, connected, secure, important, things like that. Some of those basic human needs are the feeling of safety, of love, connection, importance. Do I matter? All of our actions stem from that need, that desire to feel one of those feelings. So why would we judge someone? Same as any other action. is because of how we think it will make us feel. So I'm going to teach you three questions you can ask yourself and then an action at the end to help you kind of figure out what is the feeling I want to feel that is underneath this judgment. So the questions are, number one, what is the judgment? Number two, why? Why should this person be different? Number three, if they did make different choices, how would you get to feel? How would I get to feel? And then we're going to reverse it so we can kind of say, this is how I want to feel, therefore they should do X, Y, Z. So we're going to walk through that. Here are those questions again. Number one, what's the judgment? Number two, why? Why should they be different? And number three, if they were different, how would you get to feel? So let's do a couple examples. What's the judgment? Let's say I want my parents to make better choices. They are getting older and they've been retired for a while. They're pretty sedentary and they are kind of more and more in their house. They're not able to move as well and kind of get out and about and do things. Their friendship circle is getting closed, getting smaller, and their health is not good, and you're worried about them. And you're like, I just wish they would make better choices. You know, when they go out to eat, could they like maybe buy a salad once in a while? Maybe they could go try pickleball, or at least, you know, play cards with people down at the senior center. I just wish they could do something different. So that's the question one. What's the judgment? I want my parents to make better choices. Question two, why? Why should that person be different? Well, I want them to make better choices so that they could live a fuller, more active life. Like, they're not dead yet. They're still here. I want them to live while they're here. I don't want them to just wither away in their home. Question three, if they did make different choices, how would you get to feel? So if they did make different choices and they did lead a fuller, more active life, how would you get to feel? Maybe you'd get to feel connected. Maybe you'd wouldn't have to feel obligated to go over there to their house and like take care of their medications and you know, nurse them basically. Maybe you would get to feel like we can have a relationship rather than I'm parenting you. Maybe that's how you want to feel. So we're going to take those three things and we're going to reverse it. So how do you want to feel? So because you want to feel connected, you want them to live a more full and active life. So you think they should make different choices about their health. So when we reverse it, we say, because you want to feel X, you want them to do what? So then you think they should, and there's the judgment. So because you want to feel connected, you want them to take a different action, live more full active life. And then, so that's why you think, here's the judgment, they should make different choices about their health. Let's do another example. What's the judgment? Mom shouldn't criticize me about my weight. Every time I go home, she makes a comment about, what are you eating these days? Aren't you ever going to be able to find a man? And it just makes me feel awful. I hate it. Mom should not criticize me about my weight. So that's the judgment. Question number two, why? Why should mom be different? Because I just want her to see me and love me as I am. I just want to be accepted by her. Question number three, if she did make a different choice, how would you get to feel? If mom just accepted you and loved you as you are, how would you then get to feel? I'd get to feel loved. And that's all I want. So we're going to reverse it. Because you want to feeling, you want that person to be different in some way, and therefore, here's the judgment you have of them. So in this case, because you want to feel loved, you want mom to see you and love you for who you are. That's how you want her to be different. So here's your judgment. You think she should not criticize you for your weight. Let's do another one. What's the judgment? My son and my daughter-in-law should not be so picky about the food choices that we have when they come to visit. Okay, why? Why should they be different? So that they can feel happier when they come to visit, and then they would visit more often, and then I would get to see my granddaughter. Okay? If they did make different choices, how would you get to feel? I would get to feel a part of their lives. I would get to feel important. I would get to feel valued. So reverse it. Once again, because you want to feeling, You want them to be different in a certain way. And therefore, that's why you have XYZ judgment. So because you want to feel important and valued, you want them to feel happier coming to visit so that you think that they, here's the judgment, shouldn't be so picky about their food choices when they visit. Here's a really good one. What's the judgment? I should lose weight. Isn't it fun when we judge ourselves? Why? Why should I be different so that I can live a more full and active life? Okay. If I did make different choices, then how would I get to feel? Well, I would feel proud, accomplished, beautiful. So let's reverse it. Because you want to feel proud, accomplished, and beautiful, you think you should be different. In other words, you think you should live a fuller and more active life, and therefore you judge yourself because you think you should lose weight. So, just understanding judgment and that dynamic alone can be amazing. It can be really, really helpful to be like, oh, once we pull this apart, like, and we're peeling back the layers of the onion, it makes so much sense why I would judge my parents, why I would judge my daughter-in-law, why I would judge myself because of how I want to feel. And that's awesome. However, judgment isn't getting us to the feeling that we want. So our method of getting to the feeling that we want actually takes us further away than how we want to feel. So let's say I want to feel connected. I want to feel loved. I want to feel important. Judgment is taking you farther away from that feeling. So how do you get to that feeling that you want to have the people in your life and that when they aren't acting the way they should, darn it? How do you get that feeling? You look for what you want to feel. So let's go through our examples again. Let's say you want to feel connected to your parents. If judgment isn't working, what does make you feel connected? I don't know, maybe call them. Maybe try looking for the things you do love about them exactly as they are. Let's say you want to feel loved. What helps you feel loved? You cannot necessarily control other people's thoughts, feelings, or actions, but you can control your own. If you want mom to love you, love yourself. That's kind of a big deal. You know, it is part of every single episode. If you want to feel loved by someone, look for how this person expresses love to you in their own weird way. For example, maybe mom's criticism is her way of wanting you to be happy. Maybe she thinks the way to be happy is to snag yourself a nice fella and settle down and get married. Maybe that's what she thinks means happiness, and she thinks the only way that you can snag yourself a good-looking fella is if you look cute. And so she wants you to look cute so you can be happy. Meanwhile, it comes off feeling really, really lousy because she's criticizing you about your weight. But what it comes from a place of she just wants you to be happy. Let's say you want to feel valued and important by others. This one can be tough sometimes. Again, you can't control other people's thoughts or feelings or actions. And sometimes it hurts, but people just don't value us in the way that we want them to. And that doesn't feel very good. I have definitely experienced that. And it ain't so fun. But a lot of times what people do and say says much more about them than it does about you. They are so much more focused on themselves and their lives. And that's just human nature. Where do you value and love yourself, regardless of how they act towards you? What is the validation that you're looking for from them, and how can you give it to yourself? And finally, you want to feel proud, accomplished, beautiful? Well, tell me this. Who gets to decide when you're allowed to feel proud of yourself? Who gets to like rule on that one? And when do you get to say that you've accomplished something? Like, at what point can you say, I accomplished XYZ? And who decides if you feel beautiful? Yep, you do. You are 100% in charge of feeling proud, accomplished, and beautiful, no matter what you weigh. And at the end of the day, judgment is wanting someone else to be different so that you can feel a certain way. And that is a losing proposition. Let me ask you this. How do you feel when someone has tried to change you? Yeah, that doesn't feel so great because you're like, why do you keep trying to change me? I am who I am. Why can't you accept me for the way I am? What's wrong with me? Why do I have to change? That doesn't feel great. So what would it take for you to accept them for who they are? Well, to be honest, because sometimes we get resistant to accepting people the way they are because it kind of sort of feels like letting them off the hook. Like, he's acting like a jerk. Or shouldn't he know that he should compliment me? Or doesn't he see all the things that I do? Don't my parents wish that I could come over because I want to instead of because I feel obligated to? We kind of want them to change so that, you know, they can see what's going on. And we don't want to let them off the hook. However, when you do this, you're giving a gift to yourself. When you accept someone as they are, it's not for them. It's for you. It's giving yourself the gift of creating love and connection for you because it changes how you feel. Accepting them for who they are may or may not impact how they feel, but it sure does impact how you feel. You're not giving up on them. You're just meeting them where they are. And you're giving yourself the gift of taking care of the space between your ears and in your own heart because you are only stirring up that pain and judgment when you're like, but they need to change. When you accept them as they are, you do yourself the favor. And you cultivating this connection with them gives you more access to them emotionally. Whether or not you actually spend more time with them, you can have a relationship, a beautiful relationship, with someone who is across the world, with someone who's not even alive. Your relationships have everything to do with how you feel. And this is not just the mindset or a line of thinking that's going to come up naturally every day. It's going to be something you have to choose on purpose. And that means really, really working at this. You know, like 5 minutes a day in your journal, you know, proactively choosing your thoughts. When I say you can have a wonderful relationship with someone all the way across the world, even with somebody that hasn't gone so great in the past, I speak from experience. My brother, 15 years ago, decided not to be a part of our family. And, you know, he had his reasons. There's always two sides to every story, but it caused a lot of pain. And I, over the years, have chosen that I can love him and wish him wonderful things, a wonderful life from afar, from wherever he is. And I don't have to see him every day. I don't have to have him say anything to me because I've already forgiven him. And I did that for me, but it took effort. Like, I did a lot of journaling on this and I do some thinking about it proactively when it ever comes up that I know that I need to love him proactively, not for his sake, but for mine. You get to decide how you want to feel. You say, this is how I'm going to feel connected to my parents today. This is how I'm going to feel important and valued to myself today. This is how I want to feel. These are the things I want to think. And all of us have met people or even have people in our lives that sadly are just filled with hatred. Like, you know, they'll just find the negative in everything. And it's just evidence of what's going on inside of them. Even if they're finding the negative in you, really, that again, that says so much more about them than it does about you. And I always try and think like how painful that must be for them when it comes out like that, when their thoughts come out like, you know, oh, you're doing everything wrong, or is that how you're going to look, or whatever it is that they say or do, it comes from their pain. Anybody acting that way has everything to do with what's going on inside of them rather than what's going on for you. And so you can keep your expectations of wanting somebody to be different, but honestly, expectations are just an invitation to disappointment. And some people will always disappoint us, even when we continue to have expectations for them. But that sets us up for disappointment because people will be what they are. They have proven themselves to be who they are, and they will most likely continue to show up as they are. And there's nothing wrong with having expectations, but you set yourself up for disappointment because if they are not showing up the way that you want, then you are the one that feels bad. And they have been showing up the way they want. They have been showing up the way they are, the way they choose to. And so your expectations are continually hurting you. And so we come back to the idea that letting go, accepting them who they are, and meeting them where they are, even if you don't like them, is a gift to yourself. That acceptance of people, of who they are and how they are, is just a gift to you. It's not letting people get away with stuff. It's peace for you. So how would it change things if you never expected them to be any different than they are right now? What would it change if every time you expected them to be exactly as they are and who they have shown themselves to be in the past and let go of any expectation that they would ever be any different? I mean, it's natural for you to want to get that feeling from others, that feeling of like, atta girl, or, you know, I getting that validation, or everything that you want other people to do for you so that you can feel good. It's obvious, right? But we spend our entire childhood chasing the approval of our parents and others, you know, teachers and things like that. And then you go to middle school and you want to get the approval from your friends and we're always looking to others to tell us we're okay. And then we become adults and suddenly we're supposed to know how to give ourselves approval. We're suddenly supposed to know how to give ourselves that validation that we've been seeking outside of ourselves for our entire lives. So this is something we have to learn. And it takes time to learn how to love and validate yourself, to give yourself the feelings you're looking for. I mean, that's why I end every episode with love yourself, because it takes practice. It takes effort. And so ask yourself, what's the feeling I want from this person if they were to change? And how much are you saying that to yourself? How much are you giving yourself that feeling that you want from them? How much are you giving that to yourself? I want to feel their love from them. How much are you loving yourself? I want to feel proud. How much are you feeling proud of yourself? I want to feel connected. How much are you feeling connected with yourself? Remember, you are a piece of the divine. You are a masterpiece, a piece of the master, and you are completely worthy exactly as you are. You don't need anybody or anything outside of you to make you more worthy or more enough. Your main challenge, and sometimes it really is challenging, but the biggest hurdle to your worthiness, to your enoughness, to the way you want to feel, is simply receiving it. Letting down your walls and letting it come in. Letting it be already within you, because it's already there. You just need to receive it. So, are you ready for our one tiny confident body action step to put into practice this week? Yeah, here we go. So, where are you judging someone in your life? Maybe it's yourself, maybe it's someone else. A lot of times it's easier when it's somebody else. But let's walk through these questions. What's the judgment? Then ask yourself, why should this person be different? And then ask, if they were different, how would I get to feel? Once you identify that feeling, look for that feeling that you want in your life right now today. Look for evidence of it. Go on a hunt for it. And look inside yourself for it first. Okay, so that is what I've got for you today. If there's anything in this episode that's helped you, I would love for you to write a review on iTunes. It could help somebody else decide to take a listen and maybe help her feel just a little bit less alone. And your review might help somebody else shine her light just a little brighter. And of course, my favorite part of every episode, remember, love yourself. Because honestly, judging is easy. It's our default. But it's empty. It's part of the treadmill of not enough. Loving yourself feels like the opposite of judging. Love is full, open, infinite. Yeah, it does take conscious effort. And frankly, anything worthwhile in this life takes effort. So love yourself, because it's worth it. You're worth it. All right, that's what I've got for you today. I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening today. Seriously, I know it's not a small thing, and I genuinely appreciate it, and I hope it helped you. Make sure you head on over to confidentbody.coach/tips and sign up for my 7 top tips for little shifts that create big results so that you can start feeling confident in your body right now. I will see you next week, and until then, remember, you are a miracle.